Mr. President, we have Mr. Garment for you, but in the meantime, Mr. Connolly is on an island off the coast of Texas and be back tomorrow evening. I could reach him if you want me to.
If it's provided it's not radio, if it's a regular telephone.
Right.
It's a regular telephone, I'll talk to him. If not, I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Garment. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Where'd I find you?
You found me sitting at my desk writing a note on the bicentennial.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure some things out.
Are you here in Washington?
I'm in Washington.
Could you drop over to the Lincoln sitting room? I have a few minutes before I have to get us some more dictation.
I'm sitting at my desk in my house, but I could be there.
Where is your house?
It's in Alexandria.
New York?
In Alexandria.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what you do then. I think the better thing is this. Why don't you come up tomorrow to Camp David? I've got quite a slug of a plan. What day were you're scheduled to come, aren't you?
I haven't heard anything from anyone.
Well, you're on the list for next week sometime. But tomorrow at Camp David, or Tuesday or Wednesday, either.
Tomorrow would be perfect.
Tomorrow, but
whatever,
come up.
Whatever is convenient.
Tomorrow's Sunday, for Christ's sake. No. I'll tell you what you can do. Come up Monday, which is really better, because tomorrow is I'm going to watch football game,
okay,
if you don't mind.
I have that planned also for myself.
Yeah. So come up Monday about 5 o'clock. Be up there by about 5 or no. 5 o'clock, okay?
5 o'clock.
Fine, because I know that I'm getting through all the cabinet now, you know,
okay,
which is a hairy experience.
I imagine so.
But actually, you know, we're what we're really doing is shuffling more, and
right,
which is the right thing, because
right,
I'm putting a new man in virtually every job. I think you'll agree. You know, the major
yeah
problem with everything, Lynn, people become prisoners of the bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in going over with Cap, I found this case. Incidentally, I think you'd be pleased to know I'm giving Cap a major cabinet appointment.
That's great. That's terrific.
And I think he deserves it.
Oh,
you? I'll tell you in greatest of confidence what it is. I'm going to give him HEW.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And I'm going to move Elliot, however, to another very high position.
Mm-hmm.
Because Elliot, I think, is first class.
Well, they're both men of great intelligence and
mm-hmm
courage.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, anyway, just Ranger, is Monday all right?
Yeah, Monday's perfect.
Fine.
I'll look
fine
forward to that.
Okay.
5 o'clock.
What do you think of the election, incidentally? Did it bother you?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good election.
Huh?
It was.
Really, it's come a long way since that time, isn't it?
You yes know. Well, you very. I was talking about.
When you stop to think that 10 years ago, I just wrote a letter to Pat Brown, you know, and,
yeah,
and Pat Brown said he was thinking back to the 10 years ago when I had to make my concession statement. Which, incidentally, if you go back and read it, looks pretty good, because I was very kind to Carl Greenberg and the good guys,
right,
and I kicked hell out of the bad guys.
Right.
But I was gracious to Brown. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the hell is the matter with McGovern?
Well,
that statement of his, I thought, was
kind of crazy. In no sense of history, any of these folks.
But you know, when you think of Goldwater, how gracious he was after 64, how gracious I was, and I lost in 60.
And when you came in, that one of the best moments in the past quarter century, announcing the election of Kennedy to the joint.
Yeah, remember when I went to the joint session?
Yeah, very moving.
But I don't mean, I'm not bragging that, but Goldwater was very good too, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't say the country lost, for Christ's sake. You can't say that. I mean, even if you believed it.
Yeah. Well, you're just such an impermeable part of the history of this century, of the last 25 or 30 years, and the last quarter century, that there is. It's a unique sensation to be able to talk
right
to you in these terms, but that's the fact.
Okay, well, get to work in the bicentennial.
Well,
okay.
I'm working on it.
I'll see you
on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks very much for calling.